Construction.
Good morning. Is Debbie there?
She was not a moment ago. Let me check, see if she's come in yet. May I say who's calling?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, this is Hashem with Cardiff.
With who? I'm sorry?
With Cardiff.
With Curtis.
Cardiff. Yeah.
What is that?
Bank of Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Uh-huh.
I spoke with her about a month ago. She told me to give her a call back in a month to see if she had any other projects coming up. She told me business was slow at the time.
Yeah.
And she was... I'm sorry?
Let me walk up there. Like I say, she was not here a moment ago, but let me go check this moment.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
Yes.
Hi, this is Hashem from Cardiff. Not quite sure if you remember, we spoke about a month or so ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking, you were telling me how, you know, business has been pretty slow at the moment, and you were working on some smaller projects. And you told me to follow back up with you in a month or so to see if you had anything else coming up. And I kind of want to just touch base as we get closer towards the end of the year to see if, you know, anything else has come up for you.
I don't think we're in any position right now to do anything, Hashem.
Oh, really? You're still, is it still running slow, or what's the deal now?
Yeah, it's just slow, and we've got a couple of projects starting, but we're in the middle of Chapter 11, and I don't
really
know if you knew that. So.
No, I didn't know that. What's going on? Why did it go so slow?
Oh, well, we had lost some money in 14, and then we were pretty busy in 15, but we had some projects that didn't go just right, and it just, you know, finally catches up with you, so.
Of course.
Anyway, we're...
Really?
That's where we're at, so.
So are you guys trying to get out of that now, or?
Yeah.
And what are you guys doing in order to do that? Is there any, have you taken any steps?
we don't
have
a whole lot. I mean, you know, the oil and gas right now is very slow for everybody.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Everyone I've talked to in that industry has told me the same thing.
Everybody's suffering right now.
Yeah. So are there just not enough projects for you to take on at the moment, or is it just that you guys aren't able to due to the situation that you're in?
Well, some are too big. You know, it takes a lot of money to fund a big project, and so we're trying to limit ourselves to smaller ones that, you know, would have a higher profit margin. And
you have a higher profit margin on the smaller deals than the bigger deals, you're saying?
Some of them, yeah. On some, it seems to work better. You don't have the huge payrolls and stuff.
Oh, of course.
To have to cover and all the taxes that go with it.
Of course. Did you have any, like, bigger deals that you guys wanted to take on that you couldn't just due to capital issues?
Well, we've got some that we've looked at, but they haven't been awarded yet. So.
Oh, okay. You've bid on some projects, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they have not gone through, or? Oh, okay, I see. Do you know when, you know, they might be, or when they're looking to be, or?
Well, they could any time. My other oldest son has been checking and talking with them. He bid the job down there. And so,
oh, okay. What kind of job is it?
I'm not even sure.
Oh, really?
There's so many miles of certain sizes of steel pipe.
Oh, no
But,
kidding. Is it just a building or?
No. We do pipeline construction. We don't do building construction.
Oh, the pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And how many projects were you guys looking at right now? Are
I
you
don't
guys?
know for sure. That's not what I do. So.
Gotcha. And if I were to follow back up with you then, I know you're in the middle of this situation, but we work with credit tiers A to D. So we're actually able to get approvals for almost anyone. And our approval process is extremely, extremely quick. All we require is a tax return and 6-month bank statements for the business, and that's it. And then from there, we're actually able to give you an approval within 24 hours. And then obviously that's all free, and we give you like a payment option or anything like that. And then from there, it's your choice whether you want to go through with it or not. But we do have...
If we did anything, we would have to go through the court to get authorization to do anything like that.
Of course, yes. How far in the filing are you guys? What's the latest?
Well, we're toward the end to get approval, but we're just fine tuning everything right now.
Oh, okay. And then what happens after you guys get approval?
They set us up on a payment plan with our vendors that we still owe, our unsecured vendors,
and okay, so you guys, do you already have like a payment plan going on with the vendors, or?
No, we haven't. Everything hasn't gone for final approval yet.
Okay, so once it gets approved, then it will go through with the vendors, and then you guys start paying off the vendors, or what?
Mm-hmm.
Through, oh, okay, and then. Are you guys taking on any additional projects afterwards or no?
Well, hopefully.
That's the plan.
Chapter 11 is a reorganization.
Right.
You make some changes, look at what you've done wrong, try to make the changes, and go forward.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And what would you say that actually went wrong? Like, if you were to go back and change, I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna pour out all that to you.
Okay, yeah, no.
I don't know you.
No, you don't have to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
But okay. How about? Is it all right if I follow back up with you in like a few weeks or a month to see see where you guys are at then?
I suppose.
Would that be all right with you, Debbie? Sorry, I didn't mean to intrude. My apologies.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But, okay, Debbie, I'll just go ahead and give you a call back in a month, and hopefully you guys are in a better situation.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. Take care.